Kaiere Kinderlach. We are now going to learn the story of Parshas Breishis. The Alter Rebbe said, Midarf lebe mider zeit. We should live along with the time. What does that mean? With the Parsha of the week. That when we learn about the stories of the great tzaddikim, of Adam Arishain and Chava, and about Noach, and all the other great tzaddikim, and Avraham, and Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the Shvatim, and Moshe Rabbeinu, and so on and so forth, we are to look into their lives and see how they served Hashem, and take the same lessons for ourselves, that we should serve Hashem in a better way. Yes, every single week of the year, there is another parsha from which we can learn wonderful lessons. Now that we are at Parshas Bereishis, we are going to learn the story and then see what kind of wonderful lessons we can learn from every part of Parshas Bereishis Em Yirtzeh Hashem. At first, Kinderlach, let us remind ourselves of something very special that makes us very happy. That is, the great Yom Tov of Simchas Torah, when we were all in shul, we were singing and dancing with the Torah. You held on to the Torah so tightly, and you were so happy. Why were you so happy? Of course, because Hashem has given us the Torah. And do you know, Kinderlach? The Torah is Hashem's most precious treasure of all. And Hashem gave that special treasure to us. And do you know, Kinderlach? When Hashem wanted to give the Torah to the Yidden, He first asked the Yidden to give Him a guarantor. That is, who's going to guarantee that the Yidden will always keep the Torah and learn the Torah? And when the Yidden offered different kind of guarantees to Hashem, Hashem did not accept them. Only until the Yidden said that the Yiddish Kinderlach will be the guarantor for the Torah, that the Yiddish Kinderlach will learn the Torah always. When Hashem heard this, Hashem said, yes. Now I will give the Torah to all the Yidden in the schus, in the merit of the Yiddish Kinderlach, who are always going to learn Torah. And that's why you, Kinderlach, are the ones who are most happy on Simchas Torah. You dance with the Torah, you kiss the Torah, you hug the Torah, and hold it with all your might, because you're thankful to Hashem for giving us the Torah, which is the most precious treasure of Hashem. And I want you to know, Kinderlach, if we open up the Sefer Torah and look at the first letter, we see the first letter of the Torah is a large beis. That's the first letter of Bereishis, Beis. Yes, Kinderlach, when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to write the Torah, Hashem told him that the Beis of Bereishis should be extra large. Now, why was it so? Because the Beis stands for something very special. Aleph is number one, Beis is number two. Beis reminds us of two special things that were there before the world was created. Which two special things were there before the world was created? Torah and the Yiddish Neshamais. That's right. The Torah and the Yidden were there before Hashem created the world. And both of them, the Torah and the Yidden, are also called Reishis. The first. They were the first before everything else. And they are the most precious to Hashem. That's why the Torah begins with the word Bereishis. Bereishis is also Beis Reishis, the two Reishis, the Torah and the Yidden. And it is for Torah and the Yidden that Hashem has created the whole world. Yes, Kinderlach. Hashem created the whole world in order that the Yidden should be able to learn Torah and do the mitzvahs. Hashem created stones and cement in order that we should be able to build up a yeshiva where Yiddish Kindalach will learn Torah. Hashem created paper and ink in order that Yidden should be able to write Sfarim in which to learn the Halakha Torah. Also machines in order to be able to print Sfarim. Cars and buses in order to take Yidden from one place to another to do mitzvahs. The same thing, Kindalach, is with everything in the world. It has a purpose in order that the Yidden should be able to learn Torah and do the lovely mitzvahs of Hashem. Every part that we have in our body is also for a special mitzvah. Our eyes, in order to look into the Siddur or into the Chumash and the Sefer while we're learning Torah. Our mouth, in order to read the words of Torah and to speak in a nice way, the way a Yid should speak. Also, for eating kosher food and drinking healthy drinks. The same thing is for our hands and feet. In order that we should be able to do mitzvahs, we should be able to run to do mitzvahs. And the same thing with every part of our body. And we know why Hashem gave us our heart, in order to love every Jew with our whole heart. The same thing is with everything we see in this world has a purpose. Even if you see a mosquito, a fly, or little bugs or little animals and you think, why are they here for? They too were created by Hashem and have a special purpose. Yes, everything in this world is controlled by Hashem and has a special purpose. This is what we call Hashgacha Pratis. Hashgacha Pratis means that Hashem is directing and controlling everything that happens in this world. Nothing happens by itself. And you know, Kindalach, when we think about Hashgacha Pratis, this helps us have a lot of bitachin, a lot of feeling of hope and reassurance that Hashem is with us and watching us and is going to give us all good. Especially when we learn the Halakha Torah, the Torah itself goes along with us and protects us wherever we are. And so, Kindalach, let us begin from the beginning of Bereshis. First thing that Hashem created was Shamayim Va'aretz, the heavens and the earth. How did Hashem do this? Well, you know, Kindalach, if you take a piece of clay, you can make it into any shape and form that you would like. You can make a beautiful little dolly, or you can make a little Sefer Torah, you can make a beautiful star, or anything. But you must have something to start from. You can't make a little Sefer Torah out of nothing. But I want you to know, Kindalach, Hashem made the Shamayim and the Aretz, the heavens and earth. He made them from nothing. Yes, Hashem created everything from nothing. How from nothing? Well, all Hashem did was, He said that the Shamayim and Aretz should be, and they became. Yes, that's how Hashem created everything. As our Chachamim tell us, that when Hashem created the world, Hashem had plans how He would create it. Where were those plans? That was the Torah. Hashem looked into the Torah and followed the plans as they were written in the Torah, step by step. Hashem created light, because it says in the Torah, Vayomer Elokim, Yehi Ar. This should be light. Yes, the same thing with everything else. Hashem looked into the Torah, and by looking into the Torah, with those words of the Torah, Hashem created everything. He created everything for us, in order that we should learn Torah and do mitzvahs. And you know, Kindalach, since we know that everything was written in the Torah, so there is nothing in the world that can really disturb us from learning Torah, since everything was created from the Torah, and in order that we should learn Torah. And so, Kindalach, that was what Hashem made at the very beginning, the heavens and the earth. But Kindalach, when Hashem created the heavens and the earth, they had no form yet. They were not yet ready for anyone to live there. There was water all over the earth. The whole world was covered with water. There was no dry land. There were no trees. There were no animals. There were no fruits and vegetables. There was nothing. Everything was covered with water. And of course, Kindalach, we cannot learn Torah or do any mitzvahs if we don't have all the things we need for it. The Torah also tells us, Kindalach, that it was dark. And that was the first thing that Hashem brought to this world. That is, light. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Eir. Hashem said, Zol Zayin Lichtik. It should be light. And as soon as Hashem said that, suddenly a special light came to the world. And Hashem saw that this light was good. It was a special Kitov light. This is not the same light, Kindalach, that we see from the sun during the day. This is a different kind of light. This is a light which is so powerful and so special that with this light, you can stand on one side of the world and see what's happening on the other side of the world. Yes, this is the special Kitov light that Hashem created on the very first day, on Yom Echad, the first day of creation. But you know, Kindalach, Hashem saw that this light is so special and so good, He did not want that the bad people of the world, who are going to be later, like in the time of Noach, when there were many Rishaim, or other bad people, that they should use this light. So Hashem took this light and hid it away for the Tzaddikim. Where did Hashem hide it? Hashem put it into the Torah. That's right. Hashem hid away this light into the Torah. And do you know, Kindalach, that Tzaddikim are able to look into the Torah and by that know what's happening around the world because they can see that special light in the Torah. And when Mashiach will come, we will all be able to see that very special light. Now, Kindalach, the light and the darkness did not have any special time when they are supposed to be. And so, they were just taking turns. A few hours of light, a few hours of darkness, and then another few hours of light, and a few hours of darkness. And you couldn't tell when it's daytime or nighttime. Hashem then divided between the light and the dark, and Hashem said, the light should only shine during daytime, and the darkness should be only during nighttime. And with this, Kindalach, Hashem finished the work of the first day. So what did Hashem create on the first day? The Shemayim and Aretz, the light, and He separated the light from the dark. Now we're going to come to Yom Sheni, to the second day of creation. On Yom Sheni, Hashem made the Rakia. What is the Rakia? Well, Kindalach, as I told you before, that when Hashem created the world, the waters covered the entire earth. Hashem then divided the waters in half. The upper waters, Hashem made go up, 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 all the way on top of the Shemayim, and the lower waters to stay on the earth. And in between, there was a space, which is called Rakia. And that's what was called Shemayim. Yes, Kindalach. After Hashem made the Rakia, He named it Shemayim. Why did Hashem name it Shamayim? Well, one of the reasons are because the word Shamayim means Shamayim. Water is over there. That's right. All the way up in the Shamayim, there is water. Those are the upper waters that Hashem moved all the way up, up. And do you know, Kinolach? When Hashem did this, the waters on the earth began to cry. They said they also want to be closer to Hashem, like the upper waters. Hashem said, your waters on the earth will be used for great mitzvahs. When they're going to build the Mishkan, and later the Beis HaMikdash, and they're going to bring Karbanos on the Mizbeach, they're going to use salt, which comes from water, and they're going to use also the water itself for Nisuch HaMayim. You know, Kinolach, by Simcha's Beis HaSheeva, in the great Simcha, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they would have a great Simcha as they would pour the water by the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. And that was called Simchas Beis HaSheeva. Also, Kinolach, when you say a bracha on a glass of water, Shehakol Nehiya B'dvarai, then these waters are used for a mitzvah. And that makes the water happy that it can be used for something special to become holier and closer to Hashem. In fact, Kinolach, everything that we do for a mitzvah brings that closer to Hashem. That is why we must be so careful to always say a bracha before we eat anything and to say a bracha after we have finished eating. Now, Kinolach, our Chachamim tell us that Hashem has also created certain malachim, angels, on the second day, on Yom Sheni. Hashem created five groups of malachim. Their names are Arelim, Malachim, Oifanim, Seraphim, and Chashmalim. There are other malachim that were created on the fifth day. And with this, Kinolach, Hashem finished the works of Yom Sheni, of the second day. You may have noticed, Kinolach, that on the first day, when Hashem created the light, it says that Hashem says, Ki Tov, that it was good. But on the second day, Kinolach, it does not say, Ki Tov, that what Hashem has just done is good. Our Chachamim tell us the reason. It is because it is on this day that Hashem made the Rakia. The Rakia separated between the waters above and the waters below. That means that the waters that were first together were now separated. Now we know, Kinolach, very well how important it is to have achdus, togetherness, that we should always be together with Avas Yisrael, loving each other and always staying together. That is why when Hashem separated the waters, Hashem did not say it's good, to show us that it's better when Yidden are always together. And that's why Hashem did not say Ki Tov for the Rakia. Although it was very important to make the Rakia, Hashem still did not say Ki Tov to show us to always be together. And now, Kinolach, we come to Yom Shlishi, the third day of creation. On the third day of creation, Hashem did two things. At first, Hashem made dry land. You see, Kinolach, on the third day, the earth was still covered with water. And Hashem said, Yikavu Hamayim, let the waters gather. And as soon as Hashem said this, hills and mountains began to come up from the ground and stuck out of the water, and all the water moved downwards into valleys, and they became oceans. And as soon as that happened, the dry land came out. And Hashem named the waters Yamim, seas, and the dry land Hashem named Eretz. And then the Torah tells us that Hashem said, Ki Tov, that this is good. Then comes the second thing of Yom Shlishi, that is, the growing of trees and grass, and also the very special garden of Gan Eden. Hashem said, Tadshe ha'aretz desha, the earth should bring forth fruit trees, each one giving fruit after its own kind. Apple trees should give only apples, orange trees oranges, peach trees peaches, and so on and so forth. As soon as Hashem said these words, the trees immediately came out of the ground, carrying beautiful fruits. But Kindalach, there was one thing that the earth did not do right. What was it? When Hashem said that the earth should give out the trees, which should be fruit trees, Hashem wanted that not only should the trees carry fruits, but the tree itself, the wood of the tree, should also taste like fruits. But Kindalach, the earth did not listen to Hashem. It gave out trees which only carry fruits, but the trees themselves, the wood, the bark itself, did not taste like fruit. Later on, Kindalach, when Hashem punished Adam, Hashem remembered the sin of the earth too, and punished it as well. Now, Kindalach, you may wonder, why didn't the earth listen to Hashem? Well, the earth reasoned, if the wood will taste like delicious fruit, then people will not only pick the fruits, but people will take the whole tree away and eat up the whole tree completely, and in time there will be no trees left. But Kindalach, the earth should have still listened to Hashem. The earth should not mix into Hashem's plans. If Hashem tells him to do something, he is supposed to listen, even if he does not understand. And since the earth did not listen, Hashem punished it. And because of this, Hashem made that some of the trees should not have any fruits at all. That's why, Kindalach, you look at some trees and you see there are no fruits on those trees. But when Mashiach will come, Kindalach, also those trees will have delicious fruits once again. Hashem also commanded the earth to bring out different kinds of grasses and herbs. Now, I want you to know, Kindalach, when the grass came onto the ground, they did not really grow out yet. It remained low because there was no rain yet. Why didn't Hashem send any rain yet on the third day? Well, Kindalach, Hashem held back the rain until Adam was created on the sixth day, on Yom Shishi. Why? Because Hashem wanted that a person should pray to Hashem for rain. It was only on the sixth day, when Hashem created Adam, that's when Adam davened to Hashem for rain, and then Hashem made the rain fall, and the grass came out of the ground growing beautifully. And as I told you before, Kindalach, our Chachamim tell us that also Gan Eden, that very special garden that Hashem has created for the Tzaddikim, was also created on the third day. It is in Gan Eden where Hashem placed Adam when Hashem created him on Yom Shishi, as we're going to learn about a little bit later in Yirtzeh Hashem. Gan Eden is such a special place. Our Chachamim tell us that there are 800,000 trees in Gan Eden. Each one looks different from the other. And the Eitz HaChayim, the tree of life, is in the center. and its shadows over the entire garden. The Eitz HaChaim has 500,000 different flavors, and its sweet smell spreads out to the ends of the world. And underneath it sit the Talmidei Chachamim, who study the Torah and learn it from Hashem. Yes, Kindelach, the Gan Eden, the special garden, was made on Yom Shlishi. And then Hashem said, Ki Tov, that it was good. So Kindelach, this is already the second time that Hashem said Ki Tov on Yom Shlishi. The first Ki Tov was for making the oceans and the dry land, and the second Ki Tov for all the trees and the grass. Our Chachamim teach us, Kindelach, that the two times Ki Tov is also to teach us a lesson, that a Yid should always be double Tov, Tov LaShamayim v'Tov LaBrius, both good for Hashem and good for all the people around you. That is, that whatever we do should be good both in Hashem's eyes and in the eyes of all the people around us. And now, Kindelach, we come to the fourth day of creation, Yom Revi'i. On Yom Revi'i, Hashem placed the sun, moon, and the stars into the sky. Our Chachamim tell us that Hashem really created them on the first day, but did not put them into the sky until Yom Revi'i. Now, Kindelach, the Torah tells us that when Hashem made the sun and the moon, He made them both very, very big. They were both of the same size. But then, Kindelach, something happened to the moon. It shrunk. Yes, just like a balloon gets smaller as you let the air out, the same happened with the moon. Hashem made it become smaller. It became much, much smaller than the sun. Why did this happen? Because the moon complained to Hashem about something. You see, Kindelach, when Hashem created the sun and the moon, they were both equal in size and light. That is, the moon was just as big and just as bright as the sun. But then, the moon complained to Hashem.
It is not good for both the sun and the moon to be the same size, just as it is impossible for two kings to make use of the same crown. Shouldn't one of us be bigger and one smaller?
Very well, said Hashem. Go and make yourself small. It was then, Kindelach, that the moon has become much, much smaller than the sun. And I want you to know, Kindelach, in order to make the moon feel better, Hashem gave the moon something very special. Hashem gave the moon many, many stars to keep it company so that it should not be all alone during the dark hours of the night. And you know, Kindelach, when Mashiach comes, Hashem will make the moon back to the size it was in the beginning, just as big as the sun.